Did I wear out the last translator?
那我是不是有另外换了一个翻译？那我认为是下一个上一次的翻译。
Larry, I'll pray for your recovery.
弟兄，我帮让你能够恢复，再恢复过来。
Well, once again, let's read the Lord's Word in Romans chapter 8.
那我们再次读主的话语，罗马书第八章，28节。
We'll read verse 28 and 29.
28节，29节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose. Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱子人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
We'll read verses 1 to 16.
以弗所第四章第一节。
1
to 16. 1-16.
Paul the Apostle said this.
保罗这样讲。
I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith you have been called.
我为主被求劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
There is one body and one Spirit, as you have been also called into one hope of your calling.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
一主一信一喜一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，万乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Wherefore he says, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive, and he has given gifts to men.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But that he has ascended, what is it but that he has also descended into the lower parts of the earth?
既说升上，岂不是先降在地上吗？
He that descended is the same as he also ascended up above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
那降下就是远升诸天之上，又充满万有的。
And he has given some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
For the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。 得以长大，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
In order that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching which is in the sleight of men, in unprincipled cunning, with a view to systematized error.
使我们不再做小孩子众人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, the Christ.
不用爱心说诚实话, 凡事长进, 连于元首基督,
from whom the whole body, fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to itself building up in love.
全身都照他联络的合适，百节各按其各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Let us have another word of prayer.
让我们再一些祷告。
Lord, we come to you again.
主啊，我们再次到你的面前。
We are asking that you reveal yourself.
主啊，让求你将你自己显明给我们。
We are asking that you make yourself known.
主啊，让我们能够让我们能够知道你。
We're asking that your word be open to us in a living way.
主啊，让你的话语真的是能够活，能够成一个活生生的话语。
Lord, we're asking for your anointing to do that.
主啊，真的是让你，就是你的恩膏能够在我们身上。
And we're trusting your spirit to complete his assigned mission.
主啊，真的是我们相信圣灵真的是能够完成他所赋予的使命。
That is to reveal all that is of the Lord Jesus to us.
能够将我们的主耶稣基督完全显明在我们这里。
Lord, once again we say like the Apostle Peter said,
主啊，我们就像使徒彼得所说的。
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
主啊，真的你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
我们还要随从谁呢？
Unless you speak,
除非你说,
there's no prophet.
那没有先知,
but if you speak,
如果你说了,
we can be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们就能够磨成神儿子的模样。
For we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们将祈求奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen. I don't know that I need to explain too much of where we've been.
我想不用再跟你们讲说我们的主题是什么。
Maybe I can break the rule and we can make this a shorter evening.
我们可以也许今天晚上可以有短一点的时间。
But you know we've been dealing with this phrase out of Romans 8, verse 28 and 29.
我们在罗马书第八章28节29节有讲了许多的话。
Conformed to the image of God's Son.
磨成神儿子的模样。
That has been the whole burden for this weekend.
这是整个周末的一个负担。
I remember over 8 months ago,
我记得8个月以前,
I was meditating about what I should speak on.
我在主面前思想我该讲些什么。
And it seemed the Holy Spirit brought this phrase to me in a living way.
圣灵就在活生生把这些话放在我心里。It
was the phrase changed into his likeness.
这个主题就是磨成神儿子模样这个主题。And
that has been the burden on my heart for over half of a year.
这个是在我里面的这个负担已经超过了半年。And
that's what we've been sharing on this weekend.
这就是我们这个周末所要分享的。Now,
for those of you that have been here, you know we have shared twice previously.
你知道我们在这边已经分享过两次了。One
last evening,
昨天晚上,
and one just this afternoon.
还有今天下午,
last evening, we looked at this thought of likeness purpose.
昨天晚上我们讲到说这个磨成神儿子形象的旨意。This
afternoon, we looked at this matter of likeness produced.
今天下午我们讲到神磨成儿子形象的这个制作的过程。Now,
if the Holy Spirit can help me, we will look finally at these two times likeness perfected.
如果神允许我们，我们会再讲到第三个部分，就讲到神磨成神儿子形象的完全。You
see, not only has God purposed that we would be conformed to His image,
不仅仅是神的旨意让我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
He is working in every way as the divine potter to produce in us that image.
而且呢，他在各个用利用各种的情况的环境，让我们能够成为神磨成神儿子形象。
And in the end, it's not only to be produced in us,
在最后不仅仅是在我们能够有这样的过程。
But that image is to be perfected in His church.
而且这个能够完全在他的教会里面。
That's what these two verses mean in Romans 8:28 and 29.
这就是在这两节圣经的真正的意义。
All things work together for good.
万事都互相效力。
To those that love God and are called according to His purpose.
叫爱神得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Because whom He has foreknown,
就是在他预先所知道的人。
He has predestinated,
就预先定下,
that they be conformed to the image of His Son.
So that they should
be he should be the firstborn among many brethren. These two verses tell us in a small capsule the whole thought of God.
所有的这个思想中有一个很重要的一个概念。
In other words, it tells us the reason for everything.
它告诉我们任何事情发生理由是什么。
And it tells us the end of everything.
它也告诉我们在终了的一些的事情。
God has a reason for everything.
神每件事情都有一个理由。
And He has an end in view of everything. All things are working for that reason to be accomplished. And in the end, the purpose is that we be conformed to the image of God's Son. This is the reason. This is the explanation. This is the outcome of all things. Brothers and sisters, unless we understand this great purpose,
弟兄姐妹,
we will only see the Bible according to our need. And what we really need to see is His purpose. This subject is immense in proportions.
这件事就是我们能够真的旨意的完全。
And it has tremendous consequences.
还有很许多重大的一些事件。
This is to be the end and the outcome of everything.
这就是在末了完成一件事情的一个重要的事情。
This is the one thing God has purposed in His heart. Whether you look at Genesis or you look at Revelation, all through the Bible, this one purpose is being accomplished and spoken of. And the end of this great purpose is that this likeness would be perfected in us. Now, when we speak of this word perfection, this may hang you up a bit. It's sort of a conundrum for us. A sort of a dilemma for us. It's a difficulty for us.
是有些困难度的。
Because we begin to think, how on earth can we be perfected?
就是说我们在这世上的，我们怎么能够完全呢？
Well, the problem is we have a wrong view of perfection.
这是因为我们对于这个完全有错误的看法。
Perfection for man in the Bible is not sinless perfection.
在圣经上我们讲到完全不是说一个无罪的完全。
There's only one that's sinless perfect.
只有一个无罪的完全。
The Lord Jesus Himself, He is the only one that is without sin.
只有主耶稣基督是无罪的完全。
He is sinless perfect.
他是无罪的完全。
So there must be another understanding of perfection in the Bible. In that understanding is maturity. As a matter of fact, when you look at Ephesians 4, the word maturity and perfection mean the exact same thing. As a matter of fact, the authorized version uses the word perfection.
事实上在比较原文的那个圣经是讲到完全。
We are to be changed into His likeness.
我们能够磨成他的样式。
We are to be conformed to His image.
我们能够磨成他的形象。
And that means we are to be a full-grown and mature man that is like Him.
我们能够完完全全的能够磨成像他那个样式。
This is the thought of Ephesians chapter 4.
这是以弗所书第四章的一个主要跟我们讲的话。
A mature man.
一个成熟的人，完全的人。
A full-grown man.
一个成熟成长的人。
That's just like Him.
就像他一样。
That is the purpose of God.
这是神的一个旨意。
So that's what we're going to be dealing with these last few times.
让我们能够在这些话，我们能够在一些分享。
Now turn back to Ephesians 4.
让我们再回到以弗所书第四章。
First of all, Ephesians 4 is a word of exhortation.
以弗所第四章是一个劝勉，应该是劝勉的话。
It's a word of exhortation.
是劝勉的话。
Listen to verse 1.
看第一节。
I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore.
我为主被囚的劝你们。
It is a word of exhortation.
是一个劝勉的话。
Paul is imploring the believers in Ephesus.
好像保罗要在这方面特别的加重关在这方面。
And he's saying that you would therefore to walk worthy of the calling you have been called.
既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Now I hope at least you have the impression from what we've been saying that this calling is a very great calling.
让我们能够，我们关于这几天所分享，让我们能够知道，我们这个呼召是一个很重要一个呼召。
No animal, no creature.
不是，就是低下的像。
No angel.
不是像天使一样的,
no being other than man has this great calling.
除了人以外，没有其他的动物或是被造之物的呼召，只有人有这样的呼召。
And the word of exhortation is that we would walk worthy of this calling.
这样的劝勉是说，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Let me explain it in another way.
让我用另外一方式来解释。
The first three chapters of Ephesians are the highest teaching in Scripture.
以弗所书前三章讲到的是在圣经中是最高的教训。
Some have described it as the high watermark of Scripture.
是讲到说，讲到神最高的那个标准。
It tells us the whole purpose of God is wrapped up in His Son.
讲到说神最高标准就是完全在神的儿子主耶稣基督身上。Ephesians
1 verse 9 and 10.
以弗所书第一章第九节第十节。
Everything is to be summed up in the Lord Jesus.
一切事情都在基督里同归于一。
All things.
一切的事情。
That same phrase we see in Romans 8.
我们也在罗马书第八章也看到这样的事情。
But then we see another great aspect of that purpose.
我们也看到从另外一个方面也看到这个。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
我们从以弗所第三章,
verse 10,
第十节,
we see that man is also a part of that glorious purpose.
我们也看到说人也是在这个旨意中的一部分。
The church is part of that glorious purpose. And somehow, in God's great thought,
在神旨意之中，神的这个思想之中，
He has determined that His Son,
他已经决定他的儿子，
and His church,
他的教会，
would be joined together,
会联合在一起，
in oneness,
成为一，
and in perfection.
成为完美,
to express all that He is like for the ages to come.
能够真正在未来的世代中能够完全的彰显出来。
The mystery of God is Christ.
神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And you cannot separate these two things.
你不能够把这两个东西分开。
The Lord Jesus loves his church so much, he gave himself for it.
主耶稣基督这么样的爱教会，他把他自己舍了为教
会。The Father loves his Son so much, from the beginning he sought a companion for his Son.
父神从创世以来就找到就是爱如何的爱他的儿子，就想到说为他的儿子准备一个配偶。
So the first three chapters of Ephesians deal with purpose.
所以呢，以弗所前三章讲到说神的旨意。
And the last three chapters of Ephesians deal with the working out of that purpose.
在以弗所后三章就讲到说如何在这旨意上能够再次的在这次主在这上面的工作。
In other words, the first three are doctrine.
前三章是讲到的教训。
The last three are practice.
后三章是讲到了实行。
And God is intending that this purpose be perfected in His people.
神要让这个旨意在他的百姓之中能够完全。
So we come to chapter 4.
我们来到了第四章。
And we read this word of exhortation.
我们就读到这些劝勉的话。
And it says, I exhort you therefore to walk worthy in the calling where you've been called.
所以保罗讲说，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Brothers and sisters, the simple explanation of the Bible is this.
弟兄姐妹们，对于圣经简单的解释是这样。
From the beginning, God has been looking for a man that would walk with him.
从一开始神就想要找一个人能够与他同行。
Now be careful. You can't say it's because God is incomplete.
你不能说请注意，你不能说因为神不完全。
Because God is not incomplete.
因为神不完整。
As a matter of fact, it says of the Lord Jesus in Colossians,
事实上在哥罗西书
All the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in him.
事实上神所有的丰富都在主耶稣基督。
Now, do you think that's incomplete?
你认为那是不完全吗？不完整吗？
It's anything but incomplete.
事实上
Did I say that wrong? I may be to trip you up. Just elbow me if I fall asleep.
Okay.
The main mission of the translator is to keep me awake. He's anything but incomplete.
他除了不完全以外，他是任何的事。
But yet in his extraordinary fullness, he has chosen man to be in fellowship with him.
事实上，虽然在他整个这样的完全之后，他仍然选择人能够跟他一同的交通。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象这样的事吗？
The Godhead in eternity past talking about this.
事实上，在神永远的里面都讲到了这件事情。
The angels probably thought this is a crazy thought. Man to be part of your eternal purpose?
怎么会选择人当成你永远旨意中的一个重要的部分？
Man to be conformed in your image?
难道人能够成为你的模样吗？
You know, the angels must have wondered.
你知道那个天使一定会觉得很困惑。
But God in His mercy calls us into fellowship with His Son.
神在他恩典之中呢，呼召我们能够与他的儿子在一起。
First Corinthians 1:9，
在哥林多前书第
九节。We have been called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
在哥林多前书的第一章的第九节，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子与我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Somehow,
一同的交通。
God chose man to walk with him.
神选择的人与他一同的交通，一同的同行。
So Paul says, walk worthy of the calling wherewith you've been called.
所以呢，保罗讲行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I think you have to go back to the beginning in Genesis to understand this.
我们必须回到上世纪，能够再了解这件事情。
You remember after man failed, God didn't give up.
你知道当人失败之后呢，神并没有放弃。
You remember after the fall, the story about Enoch.
你知道神放弃之后呢，人讲在创世纪讲到的Enoch.
And this is all it says about Enoch in the Old Testament.
就是在旧约里面讲到以诺这件事情。
This is the one emphasis the Bible makes.
这是神在圣经中一个重视的一件事情。
Genesis 5:22.
在创世纪5:22.
And Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行300年。
It looked like everything was lost.
好像其他事情都失落了。
It looked like man had completely failed.
看起来好像人完全的失败了。
And yet God in his great purpose found a man.
但是神在他永远旨意中找到了一个人。
That walked with him.
与他一同同行。
And then look at Genesis 5:24.
看看第五章的24节。
It says Enoch walked with God again.
在这边讲到说，再次讲到以诺与神同行。
And it goes on to say, and he was not because God took him.
神就将他取去，他就不在世上了。
Now that will always be a figure of the rapture of the church.
这个能够以诺可以代表一个教会，能够代表教会。
This is what God is after.
这是神所要的。
This is what He wants of His church.
这是神所要他教会所要的。
This is what the apostle appeals to the church.
这是保罗对于教会所请求的。
All he wants is for man to walk with him in fellowship.
在他心里面是讲到说，人能够与他同行，与他能够交通。
And if we do that,
如果我们能够这样做，
one day he'll take us home to himself.
有一天他会把我们带到他那里去。
One day we will be caught up to be with the Lord in the air.
有一天我们就在空中与主相遇。
And just like Enoch,
就像以诺一样。
He was not because God took him.
他是因为主把他给取去了。
This is what he's after.
这是就是他所追求的。
Was not just there.
而且不只是。
In Genesis chapter 6,
在创世纪第六章。
We see how greatly man had failed.
我们看到人是如何的堕落。
It says,man had corrupted to the point that he was nothing but flesh.
人属乎一切的血气。
And listen to what it says. It says, every thought of his heart was only evil continually.
人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
That's an extraordinary thing to say.
这是一个很就是非常严重的说法。
Now people have said some bad things about me before.
人有的时候说我一些原本说一些坏的事情。
Many of them I've deserved.
有些事我真的就是这样子。
But nobody said to me he's so corrupt his thoughts are only evil continually. At least I don't think so.
但是没有人这样讲我说我坏到这样地步说终日所思想的都是恶。
But that's the depth man came to.
这就是一个死的人会到的这样的。
That's the low place he came to.
这是一个人到一个最低点的。
And even this great God,
就是这样的伟大的神
，who had this purpose to make man in His image,
把神的心意是让我们能够按照神的形象来造。
He said he repented that he made man.
他就后悔造人在地上。
I can't imagine the pain in that statement.
我能够想象神在里面的痛。
For the holy God who made man to be in His image,
这个神圣的神把人创造按照他的形象来造人。
To say I repent that I have made man.
但是呢，他讲后悔造人地上。
Now did he give up?
但是他神放弃了吗
？He found another man.
他找到了另外一个。
We read about Noah.
我们讲到了挪亚。
Genesis 6:9. And this is what it says about Noah.
这是他讲到的有关于挪亚的事情。
This is the history of Noah.
这是挪亚的历史。
Noah was a just man.
挪亚是个义人。
Perfect among his generation.
在当时世代,
Notice that word, perfect among his generations.
你要注意好,
and then it says this.
然后他这样讲,
Noah walked with God. That was what he was after. He found one to walk with him. This is the word of exhortation in Ephesians.
这就是, 这个完全在以弗所书所要讲的完全。
The Christian life is simply a walk with God.
基督徒生活, 简单来讲就是与神同行的生活。
But it's a walk with an end in view.
但是讲的时候是有一个目的的看见。
A goal in view.
有一个永远荣耀的一个看见。
The goal of the on high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
有一个崇高永远的旨意在基督里面。
Walking has an end in view.
我们走是有一个目标的。
And that end in view is just what we've been talking about.
这个永远的这样的目标就是我们刚才所讲的。
It's that in the end this likeness will be so perfected.
在这完成神魔子儿子这一形象里面有一个最后是这样的完全。
That we read this remarkable statement in 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 through 3.
我们就来到第约翰一书第三章。 Chapter 3, 1 through 3. Yeah.
You want to read that? See what love, chapter 3, the Father has given to us that we should be called the children of God.
神赐给我们是何等慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
For this reason, the world knows us not.
世人所以不知道，不认识我们。
Because it knew him not.
因
Beloved, now are we children of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊,
and what we shall be has not yet been manifested.
将来如何还未显明,
we know
但我们知道,
that when He is manifested,
主若显现,
we shall be like Him.
我们必要像他,
for we shall see Him as He is.
因为必得见他的真体.
This is the end of the walk.
这就是我们, 与神同行,
As His church, we are to walk worthy of our calling.
让我们的教会能够这样子, 能够配得他的这样的呼召,
with a goal in view.
有这样的, 有一个荣耀的, 看见,
and at the end of that walk, we will be like Him.
在这个终点,
I can't think of a more great promise in the scriptures. Linda and I just recently had the joy of seeing our second granddaughter walk for the first time.
就是我的妻子跟我最近看到我们第二个孙女能够开始走路了。
It's a little clumsy when you see her.
你看到她就觉得她很小。
But to a grandparent, it's still a beautiful thing.
但是从祖父母的眼光来看,她是非常的美的。
You know, I sort of describe it like the Frankenstein walk, you know, arms in the air and the stiff legs like they have braces on.
你就看到说他走路就是就摇摇摆摆的，很不稳的。
But May always walked with an end in view.
但是呢，他走就是有一个能够看那个目标人走的。
She would see her parents.
她看到她的父母。
She knew her parents loved her.
她知道她父母爱她。
And she would go right to her parents.
她就这样子直接就走到她父母面前。
That's what walking with God is like.
这就是我们向主同行是这样子。
We're to see our beloved Lord.
我们要看见我们爱我们的主。
And we're to walk straight towards Him.
我们要直直的向他而走。
That pleases God.
那能够让神能够喜悦。
So that's how likeness is perfected.
那这就讲到说磨成神儿子形象的完全。
It's a walk.
是一个行走，行事行走。
Now the context of Ephesians 4 is very important.
在以弗所书第四章的讲到这部分是很重要的。
Ephesians 4 is dealing with the church or the corporate man.
以弗所第四章是讲到讲到的教会或者讲到这个团体人。
I think many times we make a mistake.
有许多时候我们有一些的错误。
What we do is we see everything in the light of the individual.
我们看到很多事情好像都讲到是个人方面。
God is after a corporate man.
神所要找的是等于讲到一个团体的人。
He is after the church.
他是为了教会。
He is after the body of Christ.
他是为了基督的身体。
That is the full-grown man.
这是一个真正完全成熟的人。
That's what we read later in Ephesians chapter 4.
这就是我们在第四章所读到的。
That full-grown man is the church fully matured.
这个能够成长就是在神里面能够真正完全完全的人。
That is likeness perfected.
这就是讲到说摩成神儿子形象的完全。
Look at 13.
看第13节。
Until we arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
直到我们众人在真道上重归于一，认识神的儿子，使得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up into him or grow up to him in all things who is the head, the Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
That's the end of the walk.
这就是我们与神同行的终点。
It's a corporate man.
这是一个讲到一个团体的人。
Do you see the body of Christ?
你能不能看见基督的身体呢？
Have you seen the importance of the church in God's eyes?
你们看见说教会在神的眼中是多么的重要。
We Americans pride ourselves too much on being individuals.
我们美国人卖东西卖太多给个人了。
If you see the heart of God, you will see you're part of the whole.
如果你看到神的心，你就看到了神整个对于这个整个的重要。
Your word will no longer be I and I and I.
你就不会常常讲说只有我我我。
But you will begin to be we and we and we.
你会开始讲到说我们我们我们。
This is what we're, he is after.
这就是神所要我们所达到的。
A full-grown man, a corporate man.
这是一个完全成长的人，一个完全的人。
I think those that say the church is not important have little understanding of the purpose of God.
我们就讲到说教会是一个神心意中一个重要的一个。
All you have to do is read Ephesians chapter 5.
你要读以弗所书第五章。
And you see how the Lord loved the church so much, he gave himself for it.
你看到神是如何的爱教会，他把他自己舍得为
教会。That he might cleanse her.
他就是来个为他洁净。
And wash her.
能够洗净他,
that he might remove every imperfection of his church.
把教会中一切不完全都除掉。
And in the end, that church is his bride.
在末了神末了教会就成了基督的心腹。
This is the first thing we see in this word of exhortation.
这就是第一件事情我们关于在保罗劝勉所看到的第一件事情。
Now, when you begin to think about likeness perfected, you might tend to get a little discouraged.
如果你讲到说摩成神样子的完全，你可能会觉得有点失望。
You might begin to think it's impossible.
你可能会觉得这是不可能的。
You might say, when you think of man, how is it possible that we talk about likeness perfected?
你说这怎么可能我们能够成为摩成神儿子形象怎么样能够完全这件事情是好像是不可能的。
But look at verse 13.
但是你看一下第13节。
It doesn't say if we arrive at the unity of the faith and the full grown man.
他这边并没有讲如果我们在同归于认识神的儿子得以长大。
It says until we arrive.At the unity of the faith and the full-grown man.
他这边讲到不是如果，而是讲到说，只等到我们众人在真道上重归于认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。
We look at this great high calling.
我们能看到这个非常伟大的呼召。
And we say impossible.
我们就觉得这好像不可能。
It's impossible.
不可能的。
When you think about man, it's absolutely impossible.
我们觉得人是不可能这样达到的。
But God doesn't say if.
但是神在这边没有讲说,
He says until.
他说只等到。
To me, that's a very real word of encouragement.
对我来讲，这是一个很大的一个激励。
You know, we think this purpose is so high, it's just a grand theme.
我们有时候会觉得这个题目啊太高了，好像只是一个题目而已。
It's like a dream.
好像一个梦一样。
How can it happen?
这是个梦想，我们怎么能得到呢？
Yes. It's like, I don't know if we're going to get this in Chinese, by the way, brother. But it's like Don Quixote to dream the impossible dream.
好像,
can you say Don Quixote?
好像驴啊。
Everybody's shaking their head in trouble. We're in trouble. It's the man. It's the music of the man of La Mancha. But that's the way we think. It's an impossible dream.
就简单讲，这个是我们觉得是不可以达到的梦。
But there's a word. There's a word in the Bible that tells us something.
但是在圣经里面有跟我们讲到这件事。
It's the story of the rich young ruler.
有一个历史学家
It's in Luke 19
在 Luke 19
Yeah, and you remember when the rich young ruler came to the Lord He said, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? You remember that?
有一个年轻的官员来到主面前说我如何能够得到永生
you know, the Lord told him what to do
然后神就
And you know, he thinks he has done all these things.
他说我已经做了这一切的事情了。
He thinks he's already perfect.
他觉得他已经是完全的了。
God says, why do you call me good?
那神就，然后那个神，主耶稣讲，你为什么叫我良善呢？
So the Lord knew one thing that this man couldn't do.
神知道说有一件事这个年轻人他不知道。
He was the rich young ruler.
他是一个年轻的一个官。
So the Lord in His infinite wisdom said, do this one thing.
所以呢，神在他丰富的智慧中讲了这件事情。
Sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me.
把你所有的都卖掉给了穷人，然后来跟从我。
And it says he went away grieved or sad.
然后他就忧忧愁愁走了。
Now, do you think the lesson of the story is that everybody needs to sell everything that they have, give it to the poor, and follow him?
你认为说这个故事就是说告诉我们说我们每一个人都要把东西卖掉给穷人，然后跟从主吗？
That's not the lesson in the story.
这不是这个故事所要讲的重点。
Because you remember the apostles' reaction.
你知道，你知道一些门徒的话。Who
can do this?
谁能做这样的事呢？
And the Lord had a single lesson out of this.
神在这里的一个教训。And
He said, "What is impossible for man is possible with God."
在神，在人不能，在神是完，在人，在神能够都一切都是可能。
This impossible dream is possible because God does it.
这个不可能的梦是可能的，因为神能够做。
If it was talking about you, it would say, if we arrive.
如果是我们的话，我们叫如果我们能够达到。
But because it's talking about what He does, it says, until we arrive.
但是呢，这边讲到说，只等到他能够。
Brothers and sisters, there's a simple principle I want to leave with you.
弟兄姐妹，在这边有一个很重要的原则，我跟弟兄姐妹讲。
God never intends or never purposes anything that He does not intend to do.
神没有说，就是讲到一件事情，他不想要真正做的。
Now you may purpose something that you don't intend to do. I do it all the time.
你可能会常常讲到一些事情呢，其实你不真正想要去做的。As
a matter of fact, this is the time of the year when a whole lot of people purpose to do something they don't intend to really do.
事实上，这个年初的时候，常常很多人讲了很多事情呢，他其实不是真正想要去做的。How
many of you made New Year's resolutions?
你知道在新年的时候，你做了多少的，就是年初你做很多的那个。
You know, the I think the health clubs are so smart.
就是说你要在运动啊,
they get all these memberships in January.
就是说很多这个就是运动的那个俱乐部在一月最多的那个有人参加了。
And people pay all year long.
然后好多人都付了整年的会费。
But they don't last through January.
但是呢，过了一月他们就不去了。Because
you see, we purpose things and we don't carry through with them.
我们好像常常做一些决定呢，但是我们根本没有办法这样子一直走下去。But
when it comes to likeness perfected, this is the good news.
但是我们讲到说，摩西神儿子形象的完全，这是好消息。God
never purposes
神
something He will not finish.
神从来没有说做讲一个旨意，他不要完成的。Well,
that's the first part, the first point. In Ephesians chapter 4, it's a word of exhortation to walk worthy of the calling wherewith we've been called.
第四章在这个劝勉里面，第一件事就讲到说，蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Now the second thing is it's a word of encouragement.
第二件事情所讲到是讲到一个激励的话语。
Not only is it a word of exhortation,
不仅仅是劝勉的话,
but it's a word of encouragement.
也是一个激励的话。
This is what the Lord does to encourage us in this chapter.
这是神在这一章里面来对我们所做的激励的话语。
And I think the simple lesson in Ephesians 4 is this.
第四章的我们所学的这个是有一个很简单的一个教训在这个地方。
Every provision has been made that the impossible might become possible.
就是神这个完全在这个看起来不可能的时候，神要让它能够成为有可能。
That's what we need to see.
这是我们要必须能够看见的。
I remember when I shared this before in Richmond.
我记得我以前在 Richmond.
A brother came up to me. He said, "I never saw this as a word of encouragement."
我在之前有讲过这件事情，然后弟兄们讲说，我从来没有想到这是一个激励的话。But
Ephesians 4 is full of encouragement.
但事实上，第四章呢，有充满了激励的话语，劝勉的话。If we
really see the encouragement,
我们真的看到这个激励的话，then
we can see Ephesians 4:13 is possible.
然后我们就知道说，第四章第十三节这是有可能的。This
likeness. This likeness perfected is possible.
摩成神儿子形象的完全，这是有可能的。
Because of the encouragement God gives us.
这是因为神在我们身上的激励是这个样子。First
of all, let's look at in the beginning of the chapter again.
让我们再回到这一章的开头来看。Verse
3.
第三节。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
用竭力保守圣灵所赐合为的心。
There is one body and one Spirit, as you have also been called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。This
is the word of encouragement.
这是一个激励的话语。
From the beginning, God has given us the unity of the Spirit.
神从起初就赐给我们一个合而为一的心。
So many Christians are striving for unity.
有多少基督徒就竭力想要能够联合，能够合一。
But this word says keep the unity of the Spirit.
但是大家注意，他说保守。
In other words, it's something we've already been given.
换句话说呢，这已经是神所赐予给我们的。
All we have to do is keep it.
我们所要做的就是保守它。Christians
divide over so many different things.
基督徒常常有一些分开啊，分裂的事情。It's
amazing to me how Christians divide.
对我来讲，这是一个非常惊讶的事情。为什么基督徒会分开？If
we understood how much the Lord hates division, we would never divide.
如果我们知道说神是如是多么的恨恶这个分离的话，我们就不会这样子分开。
And the word of encouragement is that He has already given to us the unity of the Spirit.
神在这边已经跟我们讲，他已经给了我们圣灵所赐合为的心。
Not only has He given us the unity of the Spirit.
他不只讲到说圣灵所赐合为一的心。
It's a perfect unity.
而且是一个完全是完美的。
It's a sevenfold unity.
是一个七个讲到七个的合一。
Seven is the perfect number in the scriptures.
七在圣经讲是一个讲到完美的数字，完全的数字。
He didn't give us unity in one thing.
他不是让我们讲到说只有在一件事情上能够完
全。He gave us the full sevenfold.Unity of the Spirit that we may be perfected and matured.
他这边讲到七件讲一讲完全和唯一的事情。
Listen to this, one body.
来听听看，这边讲到说身体只有一个。
We're already one body.
我们已经在一个身体里。
One Spirit.
圣灵只有一个。
One hope of our calling.
我们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord.
一个主。
One faith,
一信,
one baptism.
一洗,
I know people get so hung up on the matter of baptism.
我们有许多讲到说关于这个受浸这个。
This has nothing to do with water baptism.
这边不是讲到说
You know,
水礼。
I told people in Richmond, you can be sprinkled till the cows come home.
这边讲到说好像说烤烤。
Yeah, that's an American expression. We may well just leave that one. You can be sprinkled if you want to, but that's not the point.
你可以被洒水的洗礼，但是这不是。
I happen to believe water baptism has everything to do with immersion because it has to do with the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
这边我觉得我常以前觉得说这个人要整个人下去水里，然后讲到。
But this one baptism.Is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. We have been baptized by one Spirit into one body.
这边是讲到说哥林多前书第十二章第十二节讲到说我们因的灵进入一个身体里，灵进入一个身体里。
Is the perfect unity we've been given?
这是神讲到说这个完全的合一。
And one God and Father of us all who is over all.
有讲到一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上。
Sevenfold.
讲到七个的完美完全。
Perfect unity.
完美的合一。
Perfection is possible because He's given perfect unity.
这个完全是可能的，因为他把这个完全赐给我们。
In John 17, verse 22 and 23.
在约翰福音第十七章 verse
22 and 23
John 17 十七章二十二节二十三
节 This is what the Lord Jesus said in his great high priestly prayer
这是一个大祭司的祷告
And the glory which thou hast given me I have given them
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
I hope you notice what that reads.
我知道，我希望你们能够知道我们所读的。
I have given them. I have already given them.
我已经赐给他们。
That they may be one.
他们可以合为一。
As we are one.
就像我们合为一一样，就像我们合为一。
I in them and thou in me, listen to this word, that they may be perfected into one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，来注意这个地方，使他们完完全全的合为一。
And the world may know that thou hast sent me.
叫世人知道你差了我来。
And that thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
This is something that has already been given.
这边讲到这件事情是神已经赐予我们的了。
It reminds me of a story.
这让我想起来一个故事。
Benjamin Franklin, all of you know who Benjamin Franklin is.
就讲到富兰克林，每个人都知道富兰克林。
This is not a history lesson. This actually has a spiritual point.
这不是讲到历史，这是讲到一个,
He was one of our founding fathers.
他是我们, 国家的一个,
and at the close of the Constitutional Convention of 1787,
在,
as he was leaving Independence Hall,
在这个, 你知道费城有个独立的,
a lady came up to Benjamin Franklin.
有一个女士就来到富兰克林的面前,
and she said, well, doctor,
她说, 她说,
doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
她说我们,
republic.
她说我们是共和, 共和党, 哦, 共和或是独裁。
And this was his answer.
这是一个, 答案。
He said, a republic.
他说我们是, 这是一个共和。
And he didn't finish with that.
但是他没有这边结束了。
He said, if you can keep it.
如果你能够保守它。
That was the beginning of America.
这就是美国的开始。
That was the beginning of this country.
这就是这个国家的开始。
A republic, if you can keep it.
我们能够共和能够,
so the apostles' word of encouragement is that the Lord has given the unity of the Spirit.
神在这边再记得保罗所讲，就是神已经赐给我们这个合一的心。
The perfect sevenfold unity of the Spirit.
你讲到七个完全的合一。
And all we are told is this.
我们所被告诉是这样子。
Keep it.
保守它。
That's all you have to do.
我们,
brothers and sisters, if you look through church history at the job we have done keeping the unity of the Spirit,
我们这样如何能够,
you know it must sadden our beloved Lord. He gave it to us. He said to the Father, I have given it to them.
他已经讲说我已经给了他们,
in the one instruction,
在这样的一个指示里面,
the one exhortation,
在这样的一个, 教导里面,
was keep it.
就是要保守它。
And then you come to verse 13.
然后你看第13节,
until we arrive at the unity of the faith.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
In other words, this is the problem.
你知道这是一个问题的这个地方。
So often we start at the unity of the faith rather than at the unity of the Spirit.
你知道我们常说在真理上合一，但不是在灵里面合一。
You find a brother you think you can meet with.
你觉得你有一些弟兄你可以跟他们在一起。
And then you pull out your list, which is sort of 3 feet long.
你就拿到说有一个东西有三尺。
And you say, do you believe in this?
你相信这个吗?
Do you believe in that?
你相信这个吗?
Do you believe in these three things?
你相不相信这三件事吗?
Do you believe in all of these principles?
你是不是相信这些所有的那个原则吗?
Then we can meet together.
然后我们可以聚在一起。
We begin at the wrong end.
我们就是走的时候错误的这方面。
The word of encouragement is to begin in the unity of the Spirit.
这边所讲的激励话是说我们在灵里面坐在一起。
And the word of perfection is until you arrive at the unity of the faith.
那关于在真理上是讲到神再回来的时候。
Now I think we really need to understand this principle.
我们不用再讲到这个。
It's a very important principle.
这个方面讲一个非常重要的方面。
Now here's the next word of encouragement.
我们再讲到下一个关于激励的话。
Look at verse 7.
第七节,
but to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
我们众人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Notice what this says.
注意这边所讲的话,
it says, to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
这边讲到说，众人蒙恩典都是照着耶稣，照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Sometimes I think we're tempted to say, well, that brother has grace.
有时候我们常常会这样讲说那个弟兄有 恩典有恩赐。
Oh, that sister, I know that sister has grace.
我们说那个姐妹有恩赐。
Grace is all over.
事实上恩赐是给予我们的每一个人的。
But according to the word of God, this is the encouragement.
对于神的话来讲，这是一个激励的话语。
This is the reason likeness perfected is possible, brothers and sisters. Each one of us has been given grace.
这边就然后说完全就是摩西神儿子像完全这是可能的，因为
神
把恩赐。
Not one of us have been left out of this grace.
没有一个人被神所摆在一边。
Now, how great is this grace?
这个恩典是多大呢？
Look at Ephesians 1 verse 7.
我们看以弗所书第一章的第七节。
It says, according to the riches of his grace.
让我们乃是照着他丰富的恩典。
Which he calls to abound toward us in all wisdom and intelligence.
这恩典是神有诸般智慧聪明。
Brothers and sisters, he hasn't just given us some grace.
And
some of us might think a little grace.
有一些人认为我们只有一点点的恩典。
Sort of just meagerly spread out a little grace.
不是好像一点点的一点点的。
He's given us the riches of his grace.
他给了我们乃是丰富的恩典。
We need to see these phrases in the Bible. This is the word of encouragement.
我们必须要看这段是这是神多大的恩典。
Ephesians 2 verse 7 says this.
以弗所第二章第七节这样讲。
That he might display in the coming ages the surpassing riches of his grace.
他这边讲说英文来讲就是写明给后来世代看他这丰富的恩典是给我们的。
In kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐。
Not only the riches of his grace,
不仅仅是他恩典的丰富,
but the surpassing riches of his grace.
而是他这个超乎一切的这样的恩典。
What encouragement that is!
这是多大的对我们来讲是一个
It gives me hope that even me And believe it or not, even you
不仅仅是你,
can press on and be part of that full-grown man.
能够朝着那个丰富的人来走。
What goes on from there?
而且从那边来看,
Look at Ephesians 3:8.
然后看看第三章第八节。
Paul said this,
保罗这样讲,
To me, less than least of all the saints,Has this grace been given to announce among the nations the glad tidings of the unsearchable riches of His grace?
我本来被众圣徒中最小的还小，然后他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Brothers and sisters, this is not my emphasis.
弟兄姐妹，这不是我的强调。
This is the emphasis of the Word of God.
这是神话语强调重点的一个重点。
Not only is He giving you the riches of His grace.
这不仅是神要给你那测不透的丰富。
Not only is He giving you the surpassing riches of His grace.
这给我们这测不透永极大的丰富。
But He's given the unsearchable riches of His grace.
而且是一种测不透的、测不透的丰富。
To each of us,
而且是给
了 grace been given.
而且给了我们每一个人这样的恩典。
I think this is tremendous.
我觉得这是非常非常重大的。
Because God has lavished upon His church the unlimited grace of God.
神给教会的丰典是。
And I don't think any one of us, not a single one of us,
我觉得在我们当中没有一个人
will be able to stand before the Lord of glory and say there wasn't sufficient grace.
能够站到神面前这样说，神你没有给我足够的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what a word of encouragement.
弟兄姐妹，这是多大的激励。
I remember one of my dearest friends.
我记得我一个很好的朋友。
He was going through a struggle that was hard to be imagined.
他经过很大的困难，非常大的困难。
My brother was almost ready to give up. 我的朋友几乎要放弃了。 He was almost ready to walk away from the Lord.
他几乎要离开主了。And
I remember how broken he was.
我记得他是心里是如何的破碎了。And
in moments like that, you wonder what to say or how can you say anything.
你在一个地步，你都不知道该对他说些什么。And
the Holy Spirit gave me one thought.
但是呢，圣灵给我一个意念。I
said, brother.
我说弟兄啊,
if you go,
如果你走了,
how will you ever be able to say?
你如何能够这样讲?
The grace of God was sufficient for me.
我讲说主的恩典是够你用的呢?
How will you ever be able to tell another person that the grace of God is enough for you?
你如何能够跟其他人讲说神的恩典是够你用的呢?
I found out later.
我后来发现到,
my brother told me.
我的弟兄跟我讲,
he said that was the one word that kept him.
他说这句弟兄所讲的话就是让他能够
from a fool that didn't even know what to say.
他觉得他是这么样的, 笨,
he has poured out upon you the riches of his grace.
神把他极大丰富的恩典在我们的身上,
the surpassing riches of his grace.
这个凑不动的丰富,
the unsearchable riches of his grace.
是没有办法, 找到的这样的丰富,
this is the word of encouragement. This is how we can be perfected. Well, I hope you see this, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹,
there's another word of encouragement.
我们在这一章有看到另外的激励的话,
it begins in verse 8. It says, wherefore, he says, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive and has given gifts to men.
他经上说他升上高天的时候，掳掠仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
He has led captivity captive.
他已经掳掠了仇敌。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a real word of encouragement.
弟兄姐妹啊,
because the Lord says, not only has he broken some bonds,
弟兄姐妹，这不只讲到说神把一些的锁链打碎了,
but listen to the explicit word of God, what it has to say. It says he has led captivity itself captive. I've seen people say, you, brother, you don't understand what bondage I'm under.
弟兄,他有时候讲到说,
but what I'm here to do to declare to you the word of encouragement is this.
但是啊,这我要在主的话来做引子,我这样的记忆的话是这样讲,
that not only has he broken bondage,
不只是我们的捆锁他已经打破了,
but when the Lord Jesus ascended up on high,
当我们主升上高天的时候,
it says he led captivity captive.
他已经掳掠了一切的仇敌。
It's an extraordinary phrase.
这是一个非常伟大的, 的一句话。
He's gone into the depths of hell.
他进入了, 地狱的中间,
when he has descended into the lowest parts of the earth,
当他进入了在最深的深处的时候,
and he preached to the captives,
他把一切都掳掠,
and then the word labors to explain this.
然后在这些话语是这样子讲,
it says that same one that descended is the same one that ascended.
讲到说这个在 在被带到最低处的这个人也是同样一个被升上高天的这一位。
He went down into the prison.
他到了, 被捆绑的地方,
and he took the prison captive.
他把这些被捆绑的人都带出来。
Colossians says he has made an open show of principalities and powers.
他能够在哥罗西书他讲到说能够,
he has made an open show, a public display of principalities and powers.
展示了他的所一切所做的。
What this illustrates is what happened in the old Roman days.
就是在, 罗马的时代所做的,
when the Roman army went into the enemy lands,
当罗马的人进入敌人的地区的时候,
and they took their prisoners captive,
他把他们所抓到的这些囚犯,
they brought back the kings and the rulers.
他把一些的这个他们王,
in chains and shackles,
把他们都捆锁起来,
and they led them through the streets, those former kings.
在他们能够在个人在很多人之前能够占据,
and they took them captive and made an open show of them.
他让他们能够完全的展示在众人的面前.
I can't think of a more important word of encouragement.
我没有办法再想到比这更有记忆的话.
Because the word of God says, he who the Son has set free is free indeed.
他被主所释放就真正的自由了.
Now I can tell you one of the reasons I'm so exercised about this is in recent years in Richmond there's been this new doctrine.
在最近这些年间在 Richmond聚会有这样的
Yes.
都这样的教训,
that we have all of these bondages and all of these problems.
我们有这样许多的捆绑, 这样的困难,
and what we need to do is go back and find out what all of our bondages are and break those bonds.
就是说他们有这样教导说, 我们必须要回去找到我们真正这个捆绑我们的是什么,
brothers and sisters, this is the word of encouragement.
我们弟兄姐妹这是
Our Lord Jesus broke the bonds.
我们的主耶稣基督把这个捆锁打破了。
And what we have to do is stand in that liberty that we have in Christ Jesus and not give it up.
我们所要做就是在主耶稣基督所赐给我们的自由里面, 不要放弃。
He has led captivity captive.
他已经掳掠了仇敌。
That is the word of encouragement here.
这就是 在这边所做的激励的话语。
I love Charles Wesley's hymn.
我很喜欢 这个弟兄 Charles Wesley.
And can it be that I should gain? And can it be that I should gain?
这句话
is it
能够得到
The hymn goes like this.
他所讲的这样是这样子。
We don't sing it with enough declaration.
我们好像看不到这所有一切的。
I remember Brother Lance saying, we need to sing this with a declaration.
我们必须好像有一个以这个非常永远非常重要的思想来描述这些事情。
It reads, long my imprisoned spirit lay.
在监牢里面被所捆锁的。
Fast bound in sin in nature's night. I'm making it too hard on my brother, I can see. You want to read it?
You read that verse. Verse 3. You read that in Chinese, and I promise I won't try to speak in Chinese.
他说, 多年被囚困苦的心灵, 黑暗罪恶所辖奴仆, 你眼射出复活的光线, 其光闪烁, 满我牢房, 我链脱落, 我心苏醒, 欢然跳跃, 随你前行, 前往。
Long my prison spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night, thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke the dungeon flame with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. He has led captivity.
他已经就是刚才所讲的说我链脱落我心苏醒欢然跳跃随你前往我的锁链已经脱落了
And here's the last word of encouragement
这是我们在讲到说在最后的所记忆的话
Not only has he led captivity captive,
他不仅讲到说掳掠了一切的仇敌,
but he has given gifts to men.
他也把恩赐给了人。
This is actually a quote from Psalm 68, verse 18.
这也讲到说在诗篇68篇第18节。
68 verse 18 reads, Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts in man, and even for the rebellious, for the dwelling there of Jehovah.
第十八节，你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌。你在人间，就是在悖逆的人间受了攻陷，叫耶和华神可以与他们同住。This
is the final word of encouragement.
这是最后的激励的话语。He
loves his church so much.
他多么的爱他的教会。He
wants this church to be perfected in his image so much.
他希望他教会能够成为他的形象。
That he has given particular and special gifts to his church.
他给了教会特别的恩典给了教会。
Verse 11 says this, 4:11. And he has given some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers.
在以弗所第四章十一节，他讲说：是的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Notice what they've been given for.
你注意他神所给的这些。
For the perfecting of the saints.
为了成全圣徒，能够让圣徒能够成为完全。
These special gifts have been given to the church when the Lord rose up from the dead. And went to the Father for the perfecting of the saints.
为了圣徒能够真正的完全，当主耶稣基督升上高天，回到父神的时候，就把这样各样的恩典赐下来。Brothers
and sisters, we need to appreciate these special gifts.
我们必须真的是要对这样有这样的恩赐，我们能够感恩。Some
prophets.
有些的先知。
Some apostles.
有些的使徒,
some evangelists,
有一些的, 有传福音的,
some shepherds and teachers,
有牧师和教师,
he loves his church so much, he's intent on her perfection so much,
他多爱他的教会, 他希望他的教会能够成熟，能够完全,
that down through the ages he has given special gifts to his church.
在过往世代里面, 他把所有这样的恩赐赐给了教会。
Psalm 68 explains it in this way.
在诗篇第68篇, 他这样讲,
It's for the dwelling of Jehovah.
是为了主,
It's so that the church might be perfected and built up.
是为了神能够与他们同住,
now here's the problem we have.
这是我们的问题。
We start to make these special gifts, we make them the ministry.
我们常常把这些赐下的恩典呢，赐下恩赐变成好像一个特别的侍奉来看。
Notice what the Word of God says.
记得神是这样讲的,
In verse 12,
在十二节,
it's with a view to the work of the ministry.
这是成全圣徒各尽其职,
with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ.
是为能够建立基督的身体。
Thank God for these special gifts.
感谢神给我们这样的恩赐。
Where would we be without these special gifts?
我们对于这样的恩赐，我们是在什么样的地位上呢?
I happen to think there's still apostles.
我们认为仍然还是有使徒。
Who have seen the purpose of God.
能够寻求神的旨意,
and who are for the building up of his church.
能够建立教会,
I happen to still think there are prophets in the church.
我仍然认为还是有先知在这现今的时代,
those that speak forth the heart and the mind of God.
能够讲到神的心意, 讲到神的旨意,
I happen to know there's still evangelists in the church.
我仍然认为在教会之中仍然有传福音的,
those who are burdened for the souls of men.
这是为了人的灵魂有负担的。
And everywhere you look, there appear to be pastors and teachers that love the saints and are for their perfecting. But this is the point I want to make to you. Let's don't turn these special gifts into the end of everything.
我们不要说只是专注于在这些恩赐里面带到未来。
The ministry is the ministry of the body of Christ.
这个重点是讲到说基督的身体是重要的。
The whole point of these gifts is so that the ministry, that with a view to the ministry, with a view to the body of Christ, would be built up. There's quite a difference here. Praise God, these minister to His house.
我们跟主祷告说，在这边做牧养的。
But in the end, I think what He's looking for is His church being mature.
我们但是呢，主的心意在那边特别是讲到说，在最后是基督的身体能够被建立起来。
I was touched very much by something our brother Freedom said to me today.
我今天对朱弟兄所对我讲的一段话，我心里面非常的有感动。
He told me about his love for the church.
他讲到说他对教会的爱。
He said it's the only reason.
他说这是唯一的理由会带到这边。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
God loves His church so much.
神是多么爱他的教会。
He wants a bride for His Son.
他要为他儿子有个心腹。
That the word of encouragement is this.
这边所讲基督的话语是这个样子。
I have given special gifts.
我已经给了各样的恩赐，特别的恩赐。
That she may be built up.
他能够被 成长建立。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the burden that's on my heart.
弟兄姐妹，这是我心里面的负担。
Likeness perfected is possible.
我磨成神儿子形象的完全，这是有可能的。
I think the temptation is when you see the condition of the body of Christ.
我们会常常有这样的想法，当我们看到教会现在的光景的时候，
you might say it's impossible.
你会觉得说这是不可能的,
but God says it's possible.
但是神说这是可能的。
With God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
And in the end, He has a word of encouragement for us.
在末了，神有激励的话语。
And that word of encouragement is that He has made every provision that that church would be perfected.
圣经在各样式已经充充足足的供应我们，让教会能够完全成长，完全。This is
what Ephesians 4 is about.
这是以弗所书第四章所讲到的。And
this is what's on my heart.
这也是在我心里面的负担。Now,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
we'll finish this burden tomorrow.
我们会在明天将这负担再次的分享。But
think of this.
但是想想看,
just think of it.
其实再想一想。
In the end,
在末了,
He will have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
在末了，这个教会乃是毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病。
It's more than a possibility.
是更能够是有可能的，超过说有可能。
The Lord declares it will be a reality.
神说这是一个真实的事情。
And I love what it says in Hebrews.
Hebrews
chapter 6, I believe it's verse 8.
在希伯来书第六章，我想第八节。
It says that it is impossible for God to lie.
他讲说，这边讲，在第六章讲到说，神是不说谎的。
That we might have strong encouragement.
我们有很大的，在神那里来讲，我们有很大的基地。
To me, that's what Ephesians 4 is.
这就是在以弗所第四章所跟我们所讲的。
The end of God is in view.
在最后，我们可以看见。
That perfect man.
这个完全的人。
That mature man.
这个成熟的人。
That walks with Him.
将与神同行。
And He has made every provision that it would happen.
他会给我们各样的供应给我们。
And it is impossible.
这是可能的。
Impossible for God to lie.
哦，在对神。 人说谎这是不可能的。
That we might have strong encouragement.
我们有这样极大的激励在我们身上。
Well, this is where I think we should stop.
哦，我想我们今天应该停到这里。
Let us pray.
让我们能够有点祷告。
Lord, we commit to you your word.
我们主啊，我们把你的话放在你的面前。
We stand in the name of Jesus.
我们在主面前的站立。
That you will keep your word.
你会保守你的话语。
That you will take your word and breathe upon your word.
你会在你的话语上吹气。
And those things that you have said this afternoon and tonight.
你在我们今天下午跟晚上所说的话。
Would be sealed up.
会被圣灵所盖印。
Would be kept.
会被圣灵所保守。
And that you would use these things.
你会用了这些的话。
To do your work.
去做你的工作,
to conform us to the image of your Son.
Oh
Lord, this looks impossible to us.
主啊,对我们来讲,
but we thank you, you give us this strong encouragement.
主啊,
that you cannot lie.
你不会神不说谎,
and what is impossible with man
在人是不可能的,
is possible with God.
在神凡事都能。
We thank you for that.
主，我们感谢你。
And we commit ourselves to the grace of God.
主，我们将我们自己摆到这恩典之中。
That we may be part of that full-grown man.
我们能够在这个整个完全的人里面。
Fully matured.
能够完全的成熟。
And perfected in your image.
能够在你的里面完全。
For we ask this in the precious name.
主，我们在主面前这样的祷告祈求。
Of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen. Amen.